So getting back to this theme of sequencing of agents in non-curable or incurable metastatic CRC, assuming you've identified the fact that the patient is MSI high, one of the questions will be, when are you going to introduce a checkpoint inhibitor? So in our survey, Alan, most people, two-thirds said second line, but a number said first line, including Tony. We'll get his take on why. But you said second line like the majority. How come?
I don't think it's known yet what happens if you do it first line. Could you lose the efficacy of chemotherapy? I have no idea. So that's sort of just my preference. Now, in a patient who I don't think I can take a chance of waiting till second line, so the patient who has really massive disease, which I've seen one of those patients, I would step up and do it first line.
Alone or with chemo?
Well, so this is the issue. They've not been developed with chemo. You would think that they might interact favorably, but the way these treatments have been designed and the work, the studies were done, we don't know. So I think it's a little bit out of bounds to try checkpoint inhibitors with chemo right now because we just don't have the data to support it.
Although, of course, obviously, for example, in lung cancer, that's become
Correct.
Standard first-line
Correct.
Therapy. Tony, why is it that you and a number of investigators use it first-line?
When I can, I used to be able to get away with it a little bit better before it got approved. Now that it has a label, it made it difficult to get reimbursed. But, the rationale is as follows. I don't think there's a right or wrong because these questions are being studied. My viewpoint on this is that, like all of us, we've had patients who have responded tremendously to these immune checkpoint inhibitors. In fact, I have a few patients who've never seen chemotherapy. The other way around is not true. Patients would go on chemotherapy, ultimately they will progress and would go on immune checkpoint inhibitors. So that's the first rationale. The second rationale is essentially, as Alan alluded to, is they're so much easier to give to patients. I mean, patients really, I had actually, interestingly, I just saw a patient yesterday who did not respond to an immune checkpoint inhibitor, to a PD-1 inhibitor, despite having MSI high. He actually blew through it. Then went to chemotherapy, had a great response to chemotherapy with bevacizumab, so FOLFIRI bevacizumab, fantastic response. And he keeps on asking me when I'm going to put him back on the agent that didn't actually work for him because it was so much easier on him. So there is this aspect.
Is there any issue of false positive MSI testing? Could he not really be MSI-high?
No, he's definitely MSI. He was somatic and not germline, obviously. He wasn't Lynch. I don't think there's much of a difference. But no, I think it was repeated in our lab and validated also outside. So I think it was real. MSI high is not 100% predictive of response. In fact, you still have about 30, 40% of MSI high patients who do not respond.